This is Passport to Texas. Tis the season when we see fall foliage turn colors. If you're like me, you wonder why and what purpose it serves.
Right, it's kind of like why is the sky blue type question. But the interesting about fall color is it doesn't really have a purpose. It's the result of some chemical processes that occur in the leaf.
Damon Waite is director of the North Carolina Botanical Garden, formerly of the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center.
When you think about being a leaf during the wintertime, it's not a good time to be a leaf, especially if you're a thin, flat one, because cold temperatures are going to kill that leaf.
So these trees cut their losses as seasons change.
They want to capture all those good chemicals out of the leaf before winter and put them back into the tree and store them in the roots. And so that's what they start to do when the nights get longer, which is a signal that winter's coming. And a consequence of that is the leaf is no longer making chlorophyll, and other pigments start to show up.
Damon Waite likens this process to recycling.
Yes, trees are great recyclers. They don't want to waste all those great chemical compounds that are out in the leaf and have been doing work all summer long and in the spring, causing the plant to grow. So they recycle the chemicals that they can and then dispose of the leftover material, which is in the leaf.
That leftover material is what you rake every fall. More on fall foliage tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.